everyone. Welcome back and thank you for tuning in to the ICCS Cares podcast for our back to school series. Last week, we wrapped up our discussion on goal setting and evaluating our goals. This week, we will begin discussing decision making and the steps included in the decision making process. So let's jump right in by discussing the 7 steps of the decision making process. What are the 7 steps of the decision-making process? The first step in the process is identifying the decision. In order to make a decision, first you have to identify the problem that you are trying to solve or the question that you need to answer. Next, you must gather relevant information. You want to make sure that the decisions that you are making are based on facts. Not only should the information be factual, but it should also relate to the decision that is being made. Ask yourself what you need to know in order to make the right decision. The third step in this process is to identify alternatives. Now that you have gathered relevant information, it is time to identify the possible solutions to your problem. Usually, there is more than one option to consider when making a decision. For example, if you are trying to boost your grade in a certain class, your alternatives could include getting a tutor for the class, creating a study group with friends, or doing both. Next, it's time to weigh the evidence. In this step, you will have to weigh the evidence that either supports or opposes the alternatives that you identified in the previous step. Identify any potential risk of each alternative and weigh those against the possible rewards. For example, a study group with friends may not be the best choice if the group is easily distracted and is focused on having fun instead of working. Step 5 is to choose among the alternatives. This is the part of the decision-making process in which you actually make your decision. By the time you reach this step, you will have identified the decision that needs to be made, gathered that relevant information, and considered your options in making this decision. And now, it's time to take action. Once you've made your decision, act on it. Develop a plan to make your decision real and achievable. And the final step in this process is to review your decision. Now is the time to take a look back at your decision and ask yourself, did you solve the problem? Did you answer the question? Did you meet your goals? Asking yourself these questions will help you figure out if there were any steps that were overlooked in your decision-making process that may have impacted the outcome. And that wraps up today's episode of the ICCS Cares Back to School series. Until next time, I am wishing you all a wonderful and productive week.